CliffCentral.com.
Okay, it's the Gas Comedy Podcast with me, Dave Levinson, and
Eric Janssen.
Right, Eric Janssen is a young comedian. I found out the other day they finished matric in 2013.
Only found out the other day.
That found out the other so day. So now, when you finished school and said, I want to be a comedian.
No, I finished school and was like, I'm going to study something. And then after that, I was like, this is weird. I don't understand computers. Let me go tell some jokes.
What do your parents want you to do?
My father wanted me. Well, not my father. Actually, how was my dad? He wanted me to do IT. And then I was like, no, man. We don't even have a computer at home.
What I want people to know is, here's a question I get, and it's quite weird because I didn't realize, I don't know how stupid people are. They always surprise me. I said, I've got a podcast on Cliff Central. You really should download and take a listen. That's for young comics. And then they go, oh, okay, cool. Where can I get it? So the name Cliff Central is the clue. Okay, so if you have this thing called Google, maybe Google it, check it out, have a listen, do the thing. So that's the giveaway. The other thing is like, I'm not awake on Fridays at 9 o'clock. I can't listen to it at 9 o'clock on Friday, so they're not awake.
Why would you bother asking?
Yeah, but no, it's recorded on that show live, and then it's stored digitally in the sky, and you can listen to it forever. Yeah, so momentarily, I'm going to ask you to come in through the door, because the door's open, and we're recording, and people, so take off your headset, and then you come in as if we're introducing you. Okay, yeah, but you also close the door as well, and bump the tea over.
There we go.
So also, coming on the show today, he's actually doing a proper appearance. a young comic that, hey, everybody, it's Mo Matebe.
Just close
the, there we go. The door doesn't close. That's why. Fuck it, doesn't matter.
It's okay.
You know when you go to someone's house and you play FIFA and they give you like the broken controller?
Yeah.
It feels like
do people do that? Are they FIFA shade?
That's a thing, yeah.
They don't tell you what button does well and stuff, yeah.
Now the other thing as well, Mo, get your face right in there.
I think I broke your earphones.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Get into the mouthpiece there. The thing with this podcast is we started out as saying this is an industry, we talk about comedy industry, we talk about how to get into it, we speak about successful people that are in the industry, and we talk to some people that have made it, and we interview comics. But what it kind of ends up being is a bit of a chaotic chat about everything, which I love anyway, because that's what comedy is about. It's not about one certain, how do you make it, it's all different. So how have you been, Mo? Matebe?
Delicious, quite an eventful weekend, so I'm slightly recovering from that.
Did you go somewhere nice?
Did you consume the alcohol?
Did you have it? Did you make the sex?
Yeah, I just drove back from Exile Island right now this morning.
Damn.
Get closer to the thing.
I just drove.
You've got a very sexy voice.
You drove from Potchefstroom? Yeah. Was it a booty call?
No, this is special alone time, I like to call it. Yeah, yeah.
That's so nice. Those are long-term booty calls.
Yeah.
It's not a relationship.
It's a long-distance booty call.
There we go.
It's a thing.
Jeez, man, Potch isn't far.
No, I feel sorry. Bad things happen to good people if you live in Potch. I'm sorry about that.
Bad things happen to good people. Not a wonderful like a movie place. Poster. Potch is true. Yes. Bad things happen to
from
good
the guys
people.
That bought you apartheid. Potch, boy.
Do you feel, you know what I like? Momo Tebe doesn't waste any time bringing in some sort of reference to the color of his skin.
Oh, no, definitely.
A lot of people, he even says, good evening, Caucasians.
Yeah. Let's let you know. If you can't hear by my voice, I am a chocolate man. For those of you that were confused earlier.
And what is Eric?
Apara is a fluorescent beige creature, also known as an albino, perhaps a colored albino.
The fact that he went, powder. That already gave you the clue.
If you guys have seen Powder in 3D, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay, now what I like is to play a music bit in the background.
Set the mood a little bit.
Now, Momo Tebe, where did this first start for you?
Started in the winter of 95 when I'm, I'm joking.
No, it's fine. I don't mind. We have a beer tasting in about half an hour.
I'm so excited about that. It looks delicious.
And you know what's nice? People tell me, how do you do a beer tasting on the radio, Dave? They don't think we actually taste the beer. What I do is I enjoy craft beer, and beer is a very big part of stand-up comedy.
Yes. Definitely.
Have you noticed that a lot of the times it's in a beer tent, it's in a beer hall, it's at a beer festival. Is beer a big part of your life, or are you drinking tea?
A huge part. No, I'm just getting the vocals warm, but after that I'm jumping into the alcohol.
Are you going to sing for us?
No, if you ask me nicely, if Powder shows some skin, you show me your album, boy.
You want to see? I was just going to say.
I think I can open my album on a Monday.
That's fine.
Okay, now, you started when?
2013.
So you have a slight lisp.
No, but it's like, it's sexy though.
Well.
You only notice now. I'm thinking for all the men out there with lisps that have been like been shy about it.
We pre-recorded a TV show yesterday with Marioth Robert, who is, what are you looking for? Your ear's broken. Then and he's from KTV. He was an announcer, and now he's got a show on Ignition, and he does a thing called Speed Stars, where they put comedians and singers and actresses into cars and they race around the track.
That sounds fun.
And he's got a lisp.
There's nothing wrong with lisp.
No, I find it quite attractive. And also, especially in a world where people have to overcome things, there's a stutter company that works and finds people with stutters that are famous and then uses them on their website and things to talk about. They talk about stuttering songs, like Scatman and all these things. It's a huge thing.
Flip. I didn't...
Martin Davis, a heavy...
Does Davis stutter?
Yo, Martin Davis.
Not on stage.
Yeah,
but
not on
if he
stage.
Talks to you in a...
He speaks to you and he's telling you a story. Yo, sometimes he'll just teach you what
I think the accent distracts me from actually hearing. Yeah.
So, Mo, where did you start? Because people don't know what we're doing here. So I'd like to talk about a comedian and say, hey, you're up.
Where did I start? First show ever was at Kitchener's, actually. That's why I love that room. And then, and then from there, just kept playing everywhere. You know, when you're like, when you're 5 minutes, you want to try it out everywhere in the country. So
yeah,
I just did everywhere. That's all I did. Me and that 5 minutes went everywhere.
Do you still do the same 5 minutes?
I do some of the jokes from the
And your and your stuff, remember, was it Parker's where you ended off with the weirdest
joke?
Oh,
no, let's not talk about that.
But I like to find how comedians work. And how their minds work. What was the joke?
I don't remember the joke.
I'll tell you, I'll remember.
You guys invite me here, give me tea, and then meanwhile, back at the warehouse. The serpent's coming out of the woodworks.
Eric, look, as a young comic, you know what happens? You get a gig and you get nervous, and then the audience are like, we're not really
feeling this.
And then he just went like, he went into a fuck you mode, I think it was. And he just said, what was the joke? It was.
I don't remember, Dave. Like,
one of those internet jokes, which your mom sends you.
I hate you so much, Davidson.
So now, and now the Caucasian. Good evening, Caucasians.
Oh man, okay, we're over the past now.
We're
making progress now.
We're moving forward.
Where do you want to do? What do you want to do with your comedy? Do you want to go overseas? Do you want to stay here?
I guess that's the end goal, though. But like, I want to dominate here as much as possible before I just try to go
anywhere else.
It's like trying to be famous in your neighbor's house, but like everyone in your house hates you. You know what I mean? So it's
like you draw some good
analogies.
Yeah, there's like the guy gives him the broken controller and then he does his sitcom.
That's my voice. That's my voice, apparently. I sound like Sean.
No, you just give me an idea, though, because I'm terrible at PlayStation, so I'm thinking now this is very smart. I'm giving one with all the goo on and all the broken food and Smarties on it, and then say, let's play some FIFA.
And then you tweet about it.
They mess up the analog.
Do the guys tweet about how good they are on PlayStation?
Yeah, we have this rule of FIFA. If I beat you more than 3-0, like, you have to write my mother an apology letter saying you're not worthy to play against me in public. If I give you 5...
Listen, the amount of letters I've written to your mama for apologies, it's just, another one will just be, add it to the file.
I'm sorry,
My favorite one is to beat you more than 5. When you get married, your wife has to take my surname.
I just play Marvel Lego. I've never heard of these rules.
That's your first problem, David.
Yo!
Aim higher, boy. Higher. Gamble.
Very
who do you play against?
Everyone. Society. Anyone that dares to take me on.
You just play with your Wi-Fi connection.
I feel like I need to give you.
Many men have said that before, David.
Are you into this?
Eric. Yeah, I play the Reapers. I do the Reapers. Yeah.
You like to add an S next to thing, eh? Did you make the sexes?
No,
did you do the comedies?
Look at the world of plurals, albinos do.
I said alcohols.
It's true. You can't say one albino, many albino.
This is very offensive, though, towards your people and stuff. But, like, someone told me they've never been to, like, an albino funeral.
They disappear, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Oh.
It's like when, like, lots of people get to, like, age of 18 and go to the mountains. When you guys get to, like, 30, you all just, like...
It's like
just for people who don't know, we're going to take a photo just now.
Yeah.
Mo Matebe, the young comic... He's wearing a cap that says Zulu on it.
But he's
and
talking.
I said, "What?
I'm Soto. I'm Soto." The ignorance of this room is just reaching an all-time high.
You know what the nice thing is? We're learning about you. And this is your platform to say, guys, I don't do internet jokes. I'm damn good at FIFA.
And I'm Soto.
Now people know. Have you done a one-man show like thing? Or do you do the ensembles now?
No. I haven't done a one-man show. I want to do one in 2018, actually.
Are you going to do one in 2018? Yep. Or are you just saying that?
I want to take my time with it. I don't want to do the pressure of, like, after 5 years, must release an hour material. I feel like I want to be ready. Perhaps have like a fan base or come to watch.
So what would it be now? How many years of comedy?
It's my third year.
And are you getting corporates? Are you doing things?
Yeah.
Do you feel they're there?
Yeah, they are. They are.
So and are you, let's be honest, like, are you making bucks?
I am, but there are slow months, aren't there? Some months.
It's horrible, eh?
Yeah, there are some months where like, whew, look at your PlayStation.
It's him blowing in the market. Like,
can I sell this thing?
Looking for cash converters, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yep.
Looking for sperm banks.
You know what's nice? Your PlayStation probably has some sperm.
Yeah, I'm not ashamed to say it. Especially a long time.
If you sold your PlayStation, wouldn't it come through, would make that noise like, as you walked into it? Because they know that thing's got some saved games on it.
Yeah. I've developed. You know what I used to do? If I could see myself going out too often in a month, I'll just buy a new game and they'll keep me at home for like at least 3 weeks. And I'll save money. Yeah.
You save money by not eating and okay.
No, not drinking as much as I would.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're gonna enjoy. You're gonna enjoy Breakfast Beer Club.
Oh yes, I have a drink, but I'm not ashamed to say it.
Okay, so let's start with the show properly. Eric, tell the people how they listen to the show and what.
How you can go to the Cliff Central website and listen to the podcasts live. Alternatively, download the app and then you can listen to any of the podcasts any other time. This one specifically, there's a sex show after this normally, and then there's a show before this with Gareth
Clark. And tell me, there's 40 different shows. So if you're not into comedy, if you're into gardening or motoring or finance, or there's some other stuff.
There's other stuff. You don't
know. Is there a gardening show at Cliff Central?
No, there isn't. I just made that up. But there should be. Are you into gardening?
No, but like Santa and Housewives are. The WhatsApp group is going crazy.
No, they're not. They get the gardener.
You know what I did? Like the other weekend, I went to Exclusive Books in Santa and I asked this white lady, do you work here? And she was so offended, eh? I was like, sorry, where's the African literature section? She's like, do you think that I just because...
Did you really do it?
Yeah, I did.
But I like the fact that you asked her where the African literature section is.
Yeah, just to poke at home.
But didn't you think she would feel like more awkward and go, I'm sorry, because you're wearing the Zulu cap.
I don't wear it every day.
Sorry, I apologize for not working here. And then her white guilt kicks in, and then she starts helping you.
And just gives me the land.
You're going so far. You're way ahead of me.
No, we're blazing romantic comedy.
I don't work here, but here's the book. And
here's my title deed.
I don't.
I think if Julius was and didn't get his 1% votes that he got now, and he said white people would have to carry not a pass, but your deed, your title deeds to your home wherever you went, like the pass laws. Yeah. So when someone did confront you in the CNA, then you could actually take the deed out and say, I've got this. Let's be cool. And then there'd be a negotiation in the aisle.
About the land.
Yo, imagine that.
Is that a bad idea?
I don't know.
If I just planted a seed now, carry your deed.
I'm for Julius. I like Julius. He's a bit radical, but I like the things
he says. But it's nice to have him in Parliament because of the arguments and saying, no. It's nice to have him there because he argues like I do. Nonsensical, shouting. Yeah.
You don't know where it's coming.
And then you leave the argument like, and then another thing, fuck you.
Yeah. You only have comebacks with Julius the next morning in the shower. Yeah. Like, fuck, I should have said that.
I should have said that.
The whole parliament gets to listen, if he says this, you say this.
Yeah.
If he says this, you say this. Let's get him. And then he goes up and he goes, great to have you guys here. It's so nice to be here. And he's like, oh, damn, he's not in argue mode.
All these comebacks. What? All these comebacks.
We are wasting, guys. Throw it away.
So now, gigs, what do you tell us about the gig guide?
The gig guide. Ah, that thing on the website, yeah.
Is it updated?
I hope so. The last time I checked
it. Who updates it? Let's send a shout out.
Kraidutoy.
That's maybe our first problem.
Yeah. He's from Centurion.
How many comics actually tell you guys to listen to this podcast?
How many?
You know what happened?
This could be a trap to just slander all comics if you actually listen.
You can. Glenn Biederman Pam was very impressed and asked if he could be on again.
Why?
That is. Because he didn't finish his sentences. I didn't let him.
Was it a very... Which has been your favorite so far? Your favorite episode, you guys?
I don't know. The first one we did.
Yeah,
I had the most energy. And then I realized I have to do this again every Friday.
Forever.
I don't think we have to do it forever. Someone has to take over.
Yeah.
I want to get ideas flowing. So I want comedians to just come in here on the Friday at 8:30 and we start the show at 9. So I want comedians to come in and have a cup of coffee and just chill.
And just talk.
Yeah, then we just talk.
Who's been your favorite guest, Pada?
Bless you. It's been... which one is my favorite one? The one with that
I like
guy.
The way that Momotev is taking over as interviewer.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
This is the guest comedy
podcast, and this today guest host by Momotev.
The views of Dave Levinson not present the views of Momotev. It's my show now.
What was your question? Ask him.
Who was your favorite episode? Yeah, it was actually last week's one. I'm not going to lie. Last week's one was pretty
Glenn.
Cool. And the first one.
Who was on?
Glenn.
And Madinga. Okay, it's a nice combination.
Oh, wait, hang on. We phoned someone as well.
And we spoke to, what's her name?
Gardner. Tanya Fisser. She does the gardening show on DSTV.
Yeah,
is that like a real? There's whole like a gardening subculture in South Africa.
Yeah,
subculture. Are you familiar with gardener, garden boy? Do you know these terms?
I'm familiar with that term. I'm very familiar with that term. Malawians don't like that term.
Why don't we get that? Why don't you get that on your cap?
Gardener.
No, garden boy. Like make it go straight in.
I'll take my pen. Walk like into 10 more years.
Go into CNA and say, them, "Hey guys,
my people." That's from my pants.
There was always an outfit that the guys wore in Natal. It was like a white pants with a red.
It's the gardeners of the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened last week was the fact that Luiso Madinga knew about some of the stuff in gardening.
Oh, he was
he was fully into it.
Yeah, he was
serious.
Into it. What is and the nice thing is that he named some stuff in New
York. Yeah, he named like
some gardening
Chinese. No, Chinese fertilizer. You put all your eggs and bananas and coffee grounds in. And you throw this salted thing, oil on it or water.
Yeah.
And then it becomes fertilizer. And then you open the bottom like a tap and you put it on your garden and it makes it.
That's so.
These guys measuring the studio behind us. Like it's almost like someone's died and they're measuring a coffin.
Yep.
This is a trap moment, Tammy. Yeah. How's it going as host so far? Do you want to ask some more questions?
No, I'm cool now. Back to you guys.
Back to you guys. Yeah. Back to the studio.
Thank you.
So, comedy wise, what are you enjoying at the moment? Do you do the box theatre?
Yeah, I do. I do all.
Why do you do the box?
I mean, it's the best room in the country for me, hands down. After Baseline Comedy, 19th of August.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing.
And I'll come back to your question because someone said on my podcast, Dave, you ask them questions and you never listen to their answers. So, we don't want to promote gigs that are on a certain date. Because what happens is someone could listen to this podcast in a week or two and it makes no sense.
In like 3 years. Like,
if you're listening in the future, this message is for you.
There we go.
The world ended on a Wednesday.
If you're hearing this, I took the land back. It's over.
Jacob Zuma was still president.
When the world ended, he was still president.
Black people, our safe word is eucalyptus oil. When you see another black person in the future, say that, and we'll give you safe issues.
But we have traveled. I had a dream about Back to the Future, the movie, where Michael J. Fox came to my house and played guitar for me. And I was like, it was real. It's not a movie. He actually was there.
So was there a message?
Because he was fine. And because in the past, he didn't have Parkinson's. So in the future,
fuck up the court.
No, he's got he's got Parkinson's now, but in the past he didn't. So he would actually make a movie going back to the past where he was healthy.
It was okay. Yeah,
so it's just it was a sad, sad dream. So I still asked him. I said, "How do you feel now?" He says, "Yeah, I know in the future I get Parkinson's, but for now I feel good. Can I play your song?"
That was weird because you're in your pajamas and stuff.
And then I woke up.
There. Yeah.
Next to Eric Janssen.
You're lying.
There's nothing wrong, bro.
You're my
weird guy love.
Dave. Yeah, that's true.
Guy love.
You know what's nuts? On this podcast, people say to me, "Who can you phone?"
Everybody.
I'm not going to phone whoever the fuck
you
I
phone
want.
Barry Hilton.
Is it?
Yeah,
you know,
guy.
You know what Dave did to me? I never met Barry before. So it's like 2 years ago, the Comics Choice Awards. So right. I'm talking to Dave. I've never met Barry Hilton. I've got nothing in common with him. I've never spoken to the man.
Yeah, you've seen his comedy.
Yeah. So I'm talking to Dave. He's like, "Oh, have you met Mommy Table?" I'm like, "Oh, nice to meet you, sir." And then he leaves. I'm just there with Barry Hilton now.
Just don't bang the table. It makes a clicking noise.
Well,
so did Barry Hilton just leave after he met you?
No.
Were you wearing a Zulu cap?
You left. No, he's saying you left.
Oh, I did. Yeah, you left me a date. It was like,
"Oh, come in."
Like you guys.
It was like five beats and I was like, "Hey, Barry, love the eyebrow work."
you have to share a microphone with...
It's fine. I don't mind.
So now what happens is on this podcast, we sometimes go to the box theatre and then I say, "Hey, do you want to come to my podcast?" And it's so hard to convince guys to come and talk about their careers and what they're doing and what they're doing. But eventually, some guys do arrive.
Oh, snap.
And they make an appearance. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to this podcast, now time for Tats and Konzo to just make himself at home. There we go. So, talking to that microphone there. Please welcome Tats and Konzo to the Guest Comedy Podcast.
Can you hear me?
Okay, indeed. We were just about to phone Rob van Vuuren.
Really?
Look at that. Phone me into the microphone there.
Do you remember what time you said I must be here?
9:30.
No.
10:30. 10, I told you 10.
So the answer is no.
No, 10 o'clock.
Look at your watch.
What's the time? So that you arrived, I don't know, a black guy arriving on time?
Take us back further. More stereotypes that you're creating.
We were just talking about the phrase garden boy, and he said he wants to turn it into a brand because that's how you own it.
First of all, Mr. Dave is a liar, perhaps even a thief.
But first of all, Momotable treats everything like a court case. So he's like, right. And furthermore, and with the two.
Objection, Your Honor.
Okay, Eric's back. Okay.
I'm here.
You know what's
I'm
nice
here.
Is Eric, as I'm a colored here. Guy, found a microphone from somewhere.
Yeah.
So welcome, Tats and Konzo.
Thank you, Dave.
Presenter of Africa's famous mom talent show. What's it called?
Mothers of Tomorrow.
What was your show called?
SA's Got Talent.
And does
it wasn't my show. I just
and let's cut to the chase. Yeah. Does SA have talent? Yes or no?
Yes, they do.
Okay, who?
Wade Panikek just won a world record.
Well, why would he be on SA's Got Talent? Can he dance?
No,
can he sing?
You asked me if South Africa's Got Talent.
Oh, no, I meant in terms of your show.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, last night was very interesting because something you did, and I was so impressed with it, is that you arrived there sans guitar. You didn't have your guitar with you.
And yes,
you said, "Hey, I'm going to do this thing with no net, what you would call blanket, safety blanket."
No acoustic.
And it was lekker. Was that your plan?
Did you enjoy it, Dave?
Do you do that often? I did enjoy it.
Oft.
Africa does have talent.
Thank you.
Can you run the 400 meters, Tats?
Well, yes, just not that fast.
So give us a quick rundown, not a CV, but who are you and how did this start?
I can't stop looking at why your beer is not here.
We don't taste my beer on the show. We do a craft appreciation. Well, my beer gets drunk by me, and it's not available commercially.
So who actually gets to taste your beer? Just people that are selected by you?
Everyone is in the studio. We take my beer.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave's really private. You get a private room.
Why doesn't Dave...
That's very pedophilic.
I feel like... No. I feel like what he does is he goes,
you know what? Fuck Castellite. I'm going to make my own. And then in the bath, trash.
Yeah, exactly. I'm making my own. But now, Tats, give us a quick rundown while I open the beers for beer tasting.
Rundown of what?
Who you
your
are. Career, where you from, what happened.
What is Tats in Kunz?
Gosh, really?
Mo's also guest hosting today. So, Mo, take it
over. Ask some questions.
Are you Tats in Kunz?
Hello.
You're giving me the R&B voice, baby.
Hello, bro.
How are you, baby?
Tats, I'm a comedian.
That noise you heard was the
bottle cap falling.
I'm a comedian. I'm a dad.
Mm.
Oh yeah, you have two sons.
I have two boys.
Names?
Owohlukileyo and Boikucho.
And then you know that your name isn't really Tats.
No, my name is Mthabelanga.
No, so your two kids aren't going to be called Umokiliwikile. They're going to be called.
No, no, they're not going to be called that because that's not their name.
Wow.
First kid.
That's the first.
Your first kid's going to have a nickname straight away. What's the first one?
Owohlukileyo. You know what's interesting?
When we took him
to creche. So they ask you to fill in the forms, what's his name, blah, blah, blah.
There's not enough
blah.
Squares.
And so we'd say, Owohlukileyo is the name. And then what happened was, they, I think after the first day or something, they asked, like, what his nickname is, exactly like you. Yeah. Lazy mm-hmm. to
because,
just say
to try after one
your
day.
Your name isn't Tats.
So, yeah, but I'm an adult and I...
So the decision consciously, okay. Yeah.
So now we say to Mo. The school... We say
okay,
to the
I'll
school...
Get into that now.
We say to the school, no, his name is Owohlukileyo. And then the next day, the teachers were telling us that they were teaching the class how to say my son's name. The teachers had his name and were actually saying it to him, the full name. By the end of the week, when I was picking him up from school, the kids, when they said goodbye to him, were like saying the name. But saying the name. And it was beautiful.
It's got to mean.
Wow.
As opposed to this shortcut that you're trying to do.
You can, I don't call myself... You call yourself Tats.
No, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about my son.
But it's a family. You've given your family a very long name, and it's going to get nicked. You know?
It's going to get nicked.
That's what a nickname is. It's a chop.
I know. That's like, that's like what you... That doesn't have to be that way.
But drink it. It's radio. No one knows you're drinking it.
It doesn't have to be that way.
They know now.
Okay, cool. And then the other guy...
Talking about land, my son's name.
The land. Jeez, we really spoke about title... White people now have to carry their title deeds with them. Do you know this?
Yeah.
Good. I don't care, yes.
They need to show us.
You just go, yes.
I think this might be the most anti-white.
Everyone has, you know, everyone has.
Yeah, you made a mistake.
You
yeah.
flopped. Because I'm 50% there. I've got the L.
Yeah, it's really
I'm sorry.
This show, we realize we all have 2% of Julius in us. Mm. And it comes out every now and then. Like, Carrie, where's your title deed, white man?
Yeah.
I don't have it with
I
me.
I feel like two is an under.
Yeah, I'm
under that much very strong.
So sorry.
I'm on 75.
Percent.
Yeah.
75% Julius.
I am.
Yeah. Well done.
Wow.
It shows.
I can't give a percentage, but I can.
What does Tats mean in the real name? What's your whole name?
Nice. In the real name.
Mthabelanga. This beer is very nice.
I'm telling you now, that is a Belgian beer, and it is quite strong. It has 9% alcohol in it, just by the way. That's the breakfast beer that I'm talking about.
I actually just realized I didn't even
eat breakfast.
Click until you said that I'm drinking it.
Well, it's called Breakfast Beer Club. Because we found out that beer has...
BBC.
And then also, this is what we were talking about. I didn't finish your question. So we have someone said to me, how do you have a beer tasting? I said, you go to a market. You know those church markets where people sell their stuff? It's like poofoo on white trash. And then you stand and you talk to the old lady there, and she's got her kids' toys on a table.
Yes.
So the kid's been naughty. If you don't listen to me, I'm going to sell your toys at the market on Sunday. So then I bought these two glasses for R2 each. That's that good. One's been engraved. It says Hugh on it. So obviously Hugh turned 21 or something, and it's been engraved with his name.
Yo, that's
what's nice.
Sold your glass from
the joke is it's Hugh. So he has a beer for Hugh.
Is it a play on words thing?
It probably is, bro.
Very
you better than that,
Dave.
We're gonna chalk it off to Monday. We're gonna call that a Monday.
You better than
that's,
that.
That's a Monday.
I just started this breakfast beer club. So
I think I've been hacked,
Eric.
I just got it because I got it for Uber, and then my bank just sent me a transaction declined due to international daily limit being exceeded.
International.
Yeah, that's right. Where did you catch an Uber from? When did you were here at 10?
North.
That is hectic.
Yo, go to Capitec now, so we're out, my boy.
Go to Capitec now.
why is Capitec frowned upon?
Why are you laughing? That's exactly what my
why is Capitec frowned upon?
When the shit is the fan, you go to Capitec and they give you that account. It's hard to trace your stuff. No one knows where your money is.
You know there's no bank charges with Capitec, guys.
Are you? Do you want to get sponsored by them?
No, I've just been doing research. My friend Virgil Prince has been telling me about what Capitec.
What's Virgil's middle name?
Guys, his second name is Rian.
Wait, we should announce it first.
No.
Let's start again.
Virgil.
We now, this part of the show is called What is the Comedian's
Exposing
Real Name? First of all, Tats, what's your real name?
My real name is Mthabelanga.
What is your real name, Mo?
Zulu
Wait.
Suit Kosa. Oh, okay. So we've got a suit guy wearing a Zulu hat.
No, supporting local companies is what I'm doing.
Okay.
Oh, is that a real company?
Yeah, it's a local
company. Okay, cool.
Can they live? You know what's nice? You've got it as an interviewer, act stupid, so you get the answers.
Are you in character? You're like a method actor, just unveiling this thing.
As far as I know, I'm acting stupid.
Daniel Day-Lewis is
Can someone register a name like Zulu? Has it been an issue?
I wouldn't. What do you mean, as a company?
Yeah.
Unless someone has trademarked before, I don't think it'd be a problem.
Okay.
I don't think anyone has trademarked a clan or
an entire
nobody
culture.
Thinks to.
Yeah. Well, this guy.
We're not greedy. We're not capitalists. I don't think. Yeah.
How much do you pay for the cap?
I think it stopped at Bloods and Crypts. Yeah. There they were like, yeah, we wanna do the thing with the names.
Yeah. As soon as it became a brand, the guys left the gang.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not interested. I don't like these 9 o'clock meetings.
I need to wear red only.
No. I just want to kill people.
Is it true that Giddy trademarked Comics Choice Awards?
No, it was 8 years ago.
South African Comedy Awards.
Yeah.
South African Comedy Awards trademarked it.
That
was
a foresight.
Long before anyone thought of doing it. He just said, we don't have an awards. Went in there and they said, cool, Adams, everyone registered it.
But it's not like it was a game changer because once...
It never happened.
Once no, in terms of trademarking it. Like, once someone found out that it was trademarked, they went, okay, let's do Comic Strips.
What's Kitty Gorney's real name?
Kitty Gorney.
Nice.
That's Mo. An interesting one. Mo.
Mo, what's your name?
Cirelle Tomatero.
I love it.
Beautiful. No, you don't, though.
It's beautiful.
That's all my English is in grade 8. I'll be beautiful name.
Okay. Beautiful. And then you still failed.
Able to repeat it. Just
always give a kid with a lisp a name with three S's in it.
Yeah.
Go again.
Say it slowly.
Cirelle.
You sound like me now.
No, because I didn't get it. He said he's a very quick speaker.
Cirelle. No, Cirelle.
Cirelle.
It's what happens.
Cirelle.
Levinson.
Talagata.
The problem is that. Just doing Kalagata.
Just call him.
That's a cool dude. Comedians want to know when they see a famous comedian or someone that's doing well, they don't want to know how you did it. They just hate you. So people love you. True. How did you get in? How did you get the call for SA's Got Talent?
Eugene, because I didn't want to do it.
Can I tell you something? In this industry, half the time, you get the job because someone wasn't there.
Yeah.
That's somebody else. Somebody else had a corporate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eric, how did you get this job?
This job. The weird thing is that this podcast was initially on Mondays. So I was normally here on a Monday. This time doing the podcast live with Dusty. Okay. When it was just myself and Dusty.
Yeah. Now look how it's grown.
It phoned me at 9 o'clock on a Sunday night.
By the way, Dusty's name isn't Dusty. It's Dustin.
Richardson.
Just letting everyone know.
Sean Richardson.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Dustin Sean Richardson. Richardson.
Facebook will tell you many things about a man.
I'm trying to think of
other. Facebook will tell you many things about a woman, too.
Robbie Collins has four names.
Robert Gabriel Gregory Collins.
So you started, you just announced. Look at the podcast.
Prince.
It's grown now.
Prince's name is Virgil. Rian Prince.
Okay, cool.
Deep Fried Man Daniel.
Yeah.
But that's not as exciting as Rian.
I want you. Let's go back to how do you start a breakfast beer tasting club. I want people to do this at home as well. Get a craft beer from a company called they're called the League of Beers, and you just go and get them. Send you 12 beers. You give them money, obviously, and they post it to your house. Normally, if you do time it just right, if you order it on a Tuesday, it will arrive on a Friday at about 4:30. A box of beer.
Oh shit!
So from League of Beers, they give you beer. So do this, and then you get two glasses from the charity shop.
Why is that great timing to get it on that?
Friday is the best day for beer.
Friday morning
probably if you're not like.
Oh, I thought it was a breakfast as in you drink.
So Eugene Causa didn't want to do the thing.
Yeah.
So you ended up doing it.
This is the most sporadic talk show I've ever been to. We're talking about beers moments ago. No, previously on Tats and Conza.
I'm trying to make him talk while I fetch my beer tasting notes.
Life of Tats and Conza.
Tats, and then who phoned you? What's the name of the company?
I just remember hearing that he was there at some point.
Yeah.
Before me.
But what did you? Who's the person? Who's the producer?
Rapid Blue.
Name?
The company is called Rapid Blue.
It's got to be a lady or a person.
Oh yeah. Killeen Irvine is the.
Okay. Did you get on with her? So let's.
Well,
she's a tough cookie. I just want
to
say.
I mean, I guess you have to be at that level.
Exactly.
So, she.
Does she work you hard?
She knew me. She
personally.
Hadn't seen, she hadn't seen me. She knew me from church.
How no?
So she hadn't seen me do anything. She just, I guess, saw a guy.
Believed and trusted in your abilities.
Oh, was very desperate.
And did you?
We were shooting the
list. Well, when someone else cancels at the last hour. So how was it for comedians who think, hey, I want that job. I want, because everyone does. We always say, hey, I want that job. It's difficult work getting up at that time, doing those things, being there on time, and you miss out on a lot of gigs, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, it's like waking up is not a, I mean, you woke up for this.
Recently. I woke up recently in my life. I discovered what has happened to me.
Stay woke. Stay woke.
Yeah, you were very deep. Woke. You were, because I never know with you. Yesterday we had a conversation and you said, when was the last time we spoke? And my answer
2 years ago.
My answer to you was never.
Oh, I see.
Because every single time I interact with you, you always on. You're one of those guys.
But
I
listen,
can honestly say, and when I say on, people don't understand. You always joking. You always like witty and joking and
looking for the
you're
funny.
You're like Mark Banks.
Oh God,
yeah.
I used to work with Mark Banks.
Holy.
I used to work with Mark Banks, and
we're having a tasting beer.
Yeah,
tasting. And what is, you say? I'm like that. He's just never.
Yeah,
off.
Just always on until. So we were in the back. In the what do you call it?
Backstage area.
Backstage
green
back,
room.
You went in the back of Mark Banks.
That delay gonna make
there
people think other things. The back of what?
I was in the back of Mark Banks.
And the back of his ice cream truck.
Oh my gosh.
Just like this.
So you find there's a fruity taste in this. Like a very, very high, like a pineapple or fruitiness.
Yeah, that's correct.
It is fruity.
That you'll find a lot with Belgian beer because they use natural yeast in the sky.
Oh, dope.
They leave their vats open so that the birds and bees flying past get put the pollens and yeast in.
The birds and the bees. And the fleas. And the knees. So, yeah.
And cool.
Then, so green room.
For people to, okay, forget about me being always on. And I do agree with you. We haven't actually spoken.
Yeah, because
and
why
what you do when
forget about
shit, you hold me like this.
No,
with my arm.
Dave. Everyone, I call that Ngonza touch. He disarms you like this.
He disarms you.
In your wrist ever so gently.
Have you noticed that with Tet?
Yeah.
When you're not concentrating, Tet and Ngonza will hold your arm like this. I'm talking to you now. And then you actually feel the power. And he said he goes to church. So I actually felt like a shudder.
I'm going to say this. I don't know if it's appropriate after the church comic. I've seen Ngonza disarm many a young comic from a young lass with Ngonza disarm.
What is the... What is the it has
actually
a name.
Got a name now.
Oh, the disarm.
You know in judo, you get, once you make a move, that becomes like, this is the Johnson grip, and this is the Alexianov spin.
We call this the Ngonza caress.
Disarm, yeah. Ngonza, and it, you know what it does? It calms you down, firstly.
Then he
maybe
he learns
it in church.
Like an assassin. I don't know.
Fully. And people don't know this. That if you don't know who Tats and Konzo is, he's the presenter of South Africa's Got Talent.
Former.
Do they not have a new one?
Tolas Mo is the new one.
Oh, man. We got to get him on then. Why are you here? We want current. But Tats, you did a one-year. Recently, you took the second half at the Goliath Club.
Yes.
How's that work out for you?
I did my one man. I enjoyed it because it was the most progressive show I've done yet.
And the guitar is a feature?
Yeah, yeah, always.
Last feature. Night at the box, you sang, was it an R. Kelly riff?
It was an R. Kelly, yes.
That conversation was cool because you did it and the people got, okay, we're getting that it's the R. Kelly song about the guy in the cupboard.
Yes.
But you carried on doing with the modern Tuli and Zuma.
Yeah.
Do that, man.
Oh, don't.
No, never do material on the show.
Oh, right.
But that was smart because what happened is you said to the audience, I don't need the guitar because I'm going to sing.
Yeah.
I'm going to sing song.
The thing is.
Why are you giving the Motown voice when you say.
Because I do believe that we.
Wait, guys.
What happened?
You finished the story about Mark Banks. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. So you were backstage with Mark Banks.
We've established this is the most sporadic.
We've also established that I don't let people finish their story.
No, linear story.
I'm going to let you finish.
No, you're the host.
Kanye.
Oh, yeah. I'm Kanye. Again. Previously on Mark Banks and Tati
West.
Right, so you were in the green room with Mark Banks.
So we shot two seasons of a show with Mark.
What was it called?
It was called I Love South
Africa. Yes, I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Very fun.
Like a weird game show.
On day three, I realized I'm not going.
Who counts the days of the show?
Gonzo.
With Mark Banks.
Gonzo.
Let him finish.
After he disarmed everyone
Diary.
In the cast,
it was day three with Mark Banks.
Gentle touches.
Okay, go.
Carry on.
Please disarm Mo.
I've seen him try. That was thing.
Guys, we're trying to tell a story, man. Let him finish the story. Let him finish the story.
Go.
Day three.
The bottom line is, I realized that. I'm not going to get through to Mark until Mark decides.
You disarm him?
Well, eventually him and I got close. But with you, we don't spend long enough time for you to go, oh, I can actually tell him something real about myself.
Okay. But that's okay, because that's how you get to know someone. I would hate for you to, if I met you, hey, Tats, how are you? Hi, Dave, listen, I recently found a wart on my knapsack.
Yeah.
So I feel that really, and also with comedians, we spoke about it last time, we don't hang around together because our egos are a little bit, shallow, so we got to smash through the ego first, and then I can say, hey, you know what, I've got this thing which is not comedy related, come and join me at, like, invite me to church, for instance.
Whoa.
Or I invite you to a bride, but I don't know if you're vegetarian.
You and Jesus.
I beg to differ.
I'm disarming him.
I think comics,
okay,
comics, my opinion first, and Gonzo will go if he doesn't agree with my one. I feel like comics are drawn towards each other, especially like if they have mutual respect for each other's like craft.
Yeah.
Like,
so who do you hang with? outside of comedy, Sunday afternoon at your house.
Like from the comedy industry.
Where do you live, by the way?
Midrand. I like to go to Exile Island.
With who? Do you, my house, do you share? My who are they?
This is not a known thing, but Mo, your parents are millionaires or something?
Whoa! Where did that come from?
You just broke the microphone.
Why are you saying this?
No, I didn't know this until the roast. And then in the roast, people were talking, or the person who was roasting was talking.
Now we're getting to it.
Like, I was like, oh, he's rich. Because you never...
I think
buy drinks.
That's excellent. Hey, I bought you a beer last night.
You did.
Is that
a
gold?
I bought you a beer as well.
Yes, you did.
And
four tequilas
and a shot.
Is
that the box?
The box was out of control last night. You know where the fun part of the box was? At the front entrance with Nicholas Goliath and the girl who works at the till. What's her name?
Yeah.
Hi-li.
And it was some. It was the audience member.
Alicia.
It was the birthday of one of the audience members.
Last
and
night.
Then I kind of hijacked them to come and have.
Yeah, she was telling us she turned 30. She looks about 18.
Yeah.
Dave was there.
Oh, Livingston.
Ronnie stayed.
Okay, but hang on, Mo. Mo Matebe, where do you live?
I live in Midrand.
And you have flatmates?
My housemates.
But they're not housemates. They're not comedians.
No, they're not. They're my housemates.
Okay. I was interested in that roast comment. Like,
okay, so now you... And this is all going to get deeper here. So someone said that Mo Matebe's parents are
rich. Yeah, the bottom line is Mo's parents are rich.
Yes.
And Mo... And that's for black people. That's like a
flair.
That's like a. It's almost. It's a stain on your blackness.
Oh my God!
No, because it's true. Because, and that's why it was.
But
used,
how would you know
that's
what the thing
is? It was used against me. Yeah.
If Eric had a stain on his blackness, we'd see it. But you won't see it on.
That's mute his microphone. Can you mute his microphone.
Inappropriate behavior.
It's a sin. Wait, hang on. Wait, I just want to play some. This is what we also do on this thing. Is every comedian has a favorite artist that they like,
that's
or something.
Fantastic.
So Mo Matebe has said that he enjoys a bit of Dave Chappelle. So this is a quick break. The mics are on, so you don't speak while Dave Chappelle's talking, because he will come osmos through the wall and slap you. So this is for a few seconds. Have a listen to this influence from Mo Matebe, Dave Chappelle.
Thank you.
What's up, San Francisco? I like your city. It's beautiful. Tolerant place. I didn't see much. I haven't seen my friend call me. He was like, Dave, having fun in Frisco? Hell yeah. Seen the sights? No. You want to go see Alcatraz? What kind of nigga in his right mind wants to visit a prison for recreation? I got friends in jail I don't visit. I don't deal with jails. Don't deal with jails, and I don't deal with police. My house got robbed in New York. I didn't even call the police. I wanted to, but I couldn't. My crib is too nice. It's not that it's too nice, but it's too nice for me. You know how the police are in New York. As soon as I open the door, they'll be like, oh, he's still here. And shut case, Johnson. Apparently, this black guy broke in and hung up pictures of his family everywhere. Never seen anything like it.
Johnson.
Don't deal with them, man. I had to bail a friend of mine out of jail one time. You know, that was horrible. I was scared. I had to walk right into the belly of the beast. I tried to look as non-threatening as possible. Hi. I'm here to bail out my buddy. Oh, okay. Well, while you're here, you do fit a description. If you walk this way, we can process you. How'd always get us? It's fitting those damn descriptions. Now, I could be bitter and blame all the police, but no. I'll tell you who I blame. It's those fucking sketch artists. They keep drawing the same brother over and over again. Who is this generic man we all look like? I want to know what they say when it's us. You know, I mean, we'd be in that room like, did you get a look? You see the guy that tried to rob you? Yes! Yes, I did!
He's about 6 feet tall, I'd say. 6 feet tall? Yes. He had his hat on backwards, too. Good. That's good stuff. Was on backwards. Yes. He was black? Okay. Big lips, big nose, dick hanging out. Say no more, sir. I'll draw him from memory.
Okay, now, that was interesting because Moma Teb is laughing at me saying, Dave Levinson looks like it's the first time he's heard Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
He's laughing like a toddler.
A genuine laughter, like a baby.
But you know what I laugh at? You don't know what I'm laughing at.
Tell us.
But I laugh at the influences that I see so many of the comedians that I never knew had been influenced by Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
I'm seeing Louisa Gola, seeing a little bit of David Carr.
Only seven people listen to this, so
only seven, and they probably do listen to it. But I see a lot of styles, so that's I'm laughing at that. And then also with your style, when you talk, good evening, Caucasian. Like he's got that thing waxed in terms of not making white people feel uncomfortable and not making anyone feel like the hero. He's just giving his opinion. So sometimes I feel uncomfortable when someone says something. I'm like, come on, man, you're taking a lacquer audience of 50-50, male, female. Indian, white, black, and you just segregated everyone by saying, let's not segregate by being racist, but I'm going to do it anyway. So it's like, it's a professional entertainment thing rather than a platform for shouting at people.
For answer,
who would phone me?
011 is money. Don't hang up on that.
It is. I'll tell you now. I'll tell you now
what it is. Money.
Hello?
Hi, how's it?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great news.
Do I owe you money?
This is Tumi from Boxit Media Dev.
Oh, Boxit? Yeah, I ordered some boxes. For my beer.
Yes, for those boxes you ordered. Yes. 10 boxes you ordered.
Yes. Are they there? Well, that's fantastic, man. Thank you so much. I'll come and fetch them right after this podcast. Okay, bye.
All right.
Bye.
See you,
bye. That's a nice thing that you should have you have to answer your phone call policy.
On the podcast. Well, Mo's the host, so he'll tell you how this all works.
Yes, well, yes, it would have been weird if I answered my phone on the podcast. I feel because somebody got shot last night, so I was like,
what? Where? In your village?
Yeah.
In your village.
In my village.
Because of
Don't you all live in a village? Like a Smurfs?
Wow.
So now what? Someone got shot in Boxburg last night?
Yeah, not in Boxburg.
That lady's from Box It.
In my area. Yeah, nice.
Who was it? Because you gangsters all know who.
No, it was some like Nyaupe head that got shot.
Just for the record, by my uncle. Eric Jansen is now sitting on the floor just holding the mic like we're at some Kumbaya festival. He's on a beanbag.
Yeah.
Okay, so we played. So now I'm just going to give you some fruity notes. What we drank here today was cool. Can you say this, please?
Hublin Schuf,
which is I think it's cloudy and golden, malty, and notes of honey and grapefruit. Did you get that?
Hublin Ipa Triple.
That's it. And the triple means it's gone through three different types of hops.
More so hops.
Put there. And did you get the hopsy, that dryness on your tongue?
Yes, and then the whey. And the
whey.
This beer is making me want to drink
more beer.
Yes,
this is a trap beer. This is a trap beer show. I haven't had any food in my body so far. However.
All right. What's the timer on the show there?
The timer on the show is about 40. Okay.
Tats, what are your rest of your Five career minutes. In terms of what
I'm
you're doing?
I'm very interested in who you listen to if you don't know that set by Dave Chappelle.
Who? I don't listen to comedy. Just by the way.
Are you one of those?
No. When do you have time to go and listen to comedy?
There's no way that you...
you can listen to an audiobook in the car.
Oh, when I was a kid, there were things called records.
A kid, calm down.
I don't listen to comedy. You know what's weird? It's like
I don't have
a data line at home, so there's no chance that I'm going to hang around on YouTube listening to comedians.
So how do you grow as a comedian if you
go to comedy... act and watch and do Eric my Johnson. Act. No, I don't think you need to. Once your influences are there, then you work on your own style. Then it's not. Obviously, I love that. I like listening to because someone has said, "Yo, a lot of your stuff sounds like a Dylan Moran or that you've got a Dave Chappelle thing." I'm like, that's cool. Then I don't go home and research it because if it's already that, then I need to hone that. I don't think listening
Dave,
to someone.
Answer the
I love
question.
Comedy.
Answer the question.
I don't listen to comedy.
Who did you?
Bill Cosby.
Who did you listen to?
Steve Martin.
When you were doing comedy, when you started comedy,
you know who was on?
In the winter of 85 when you started off.
Barry Hilton.
85, I feel. When did you start?
98.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Nice.
It's not a long time.
But why did you choose me as a reference? Great seven. I found it weird.
Why not?
I'm choosing a young person.
Last Night at the Box gave me more perspective on my career than watching Dave Chappelle. It kind of seems very alienated. Like,
no, that's a horrible reference.
Last night.
That's like watching...
Well, you were on.
No, exactly. It's like going to a place and judging where you're at based
Podcast
on...
only picks up at 38 minutes. Yeah, let's go.
It's the third act now.
Okay, go.
Yeah,
no,
Kaiser Sosia's coming out.
It's a horrible way to grow as a comedian.
Right. And you like to watch influences.
No, you watch world best.
For sure. I mean, unless, I don't not watch the world's best.
Unless your standard is when you go to box.
I'm not saying I don't. It's not a YouTube thing. I still watch Comedy Central. I still watch those, that road show. What's his name? That guy,
Mike
McIntyre and his stuff. Still watch the live at the Apollos. But I do find that if I see a good joke or something, it influences my comedy way too much. So I try and keep my own style.
So who did you watch when you started comedy?
When I first started, I was listening to Steve Martin, Bill Cosby. Barry Hilton was on a tape that I had when I was young. And I'm being serious. Last night at the box gives me more perspective on where I am. Talking to and our prospects of what we want to do. So Alfred Adrian said to me, have you got a visa for New York? Have you got a visa for America? So I said, yes. So he says, I've got a plan to go there. Do you want to come with? Because it gives us a bit of strength. When we travel, we can go to a comedy club and say, hi, the two of us are here. You work that road, I work that road. And we do it together. So you have a buddy. So I said, cool, let's do it. That's more of a responsive thing.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you better as a comedian. That makes you a comedian who goes to America with whatever it is that you have.
No, but I just feel what makes you better as a comedian is having the stage time.
But how do you grow? Because here's the thing. The people you've met.
But remember, you're...
Here's the people you've met.
How did you grow? Through SS Got Talent.
Can I just say this? Steve Martin's not doing comedy anymore.
Cool.
He stopped comedy when?
He's doing...
He stopped stand-up when?
Banjo. Probably in the late 90s.
Okay. Late 90s.
Early 90s.
And I feel like you're giving him in late 90s, okay? It's 20 years ago. Barry Hilton...
He sells T-shirts and bra equipment.
No, but he's still doing stand-up. I respect that. But you haven't seen him, right? You mentioned who else?
Bill Cosby.
Oh, William Cosby.
So now all these people that you're mentioning, because here's the thing about stand-up.
I've realized now why I don't talk to you.
Yeah, because...
That's a Morpheus thing sometimes.
Stand-up comedy evolves, guys.
Yeah.
So if the last time you watched what's happening in stand-up was when Steve Martin was doing comedy.
Yeah, you...
Don't you think there's a pedigree? That a lot of comics don't even go and investigate.
Yes,
the guys that exist now exist because of those guys. So yeah, I'm not saying that I don't watch
MP3s
Dave Chappelle.
MP3s exist because vinyls once were. It's like the same thing.
But then, so you have a problem with people that say the vinyls are purer sound than MP3s. I prefer listening to vinyls.
Listen, I don't have a problem.
Am I a vinyl listener?
Yeah, you're
a vinyl listener.
You say you prefer vinyls, yeah.
Because but I still think there's a class of those comedians that comes through, and that is the storytelling ability that doesn't actually, what you're talking about is a trend.
Personally, I'm not mad at you.
No, I'm not mad at you.
I like to hear that you. Who do you listen to?
I'm not mad at you. Do you
research?
So here's the thing. Let me tell you. So like Lois Ogola, for example, right? This is what he tells me, and I can see it experientially happening. And I guess what I'm doing here is reaching out to you to be careful.
Yes.
To be careful more than anything. So Lois says to me, Lois started. People don't realize Lois Ogola started comedy when he was very young.
17.
All right.
He used to do his homework backstage at the Armchair Theatre with me.
And he was in the crew of pretty much the pioneers of black South African comedy. So your Pure Munati guys, your Riyads, your David guys, your Kagiso, Loiso was there, right?
Young.
Very young. Lois Ogola, I can confidently say, and guys will agree, he's still at the current... edge of what's happening in South African comedy right now. One, and purely one, because he does the clubs. Most of the people that are in your school, Dave Levinson...
Stop doing the clubs.
For whatever reasons.
They do one-man, do corporate, do family,
TV, whatever it is.
Look, you can't make money doing family.
Yeah, but they do. I've spoken to comedians where I'm like, hey man, why don't you come to the club? And they're like, explaining to my wife that I have to go to the club is difficult.
But how does he earn money?
My point is, well, he earns money by doing other stuff, but he doesn't grow.
Probably writing, yeah.
He doesn't
so
grow.
So you agree with me on one thing. The way that you grow as a comedian is being on stage.
Yep.
And doing the act. And the other way is influences by watching and seeing what's on the edge. Yeah. Who are the edgy comedians?
Correct.
If I go to Martin Evans phoned me from Edinburgh, he said, you've got to go and see Bill Burr. Now, Bill Burr is the same age as me. He's 47, 48.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he says Bill Burr's on the edge. Then he said, he named a few other guys as well.
But listen to Bill Burr's... Because if you're not watching what people are talking about, you're not talking about what people are talking about.
Say that again. We're going to end the show off on that.
A little more.
Mo, what did you want to say?
I don't agree with that, man. Because sometimes...
Doesn't it influence your comedy when you see a guy doing something and damn, this is... What are you looking for in an influence? Different.
I'm talking about people who don't... Like, there are people who don't tap in at all.
Or tap out. Like when you're with Mark Banks. The safe word.
They don't tap into where... I'm not even talking about acts, guys. I'm talking about stand-up comedy 2016. Mm. Stand-up... And forget that. We in a world thing. I'm talking about people who tap into what is stand-up comedy in 2016. If you don't tap into that, you're going
to... Now, what here's another thing. We'll talk about this. I want you to come back. If you tap into an international trend,
mm-hmm.
now you're in South Africa. I'm not saying we're behind. We're behind by about 20 years.
We're absolutely behind.
So now it's no good tapping into an ultra-trendy thing because you're going to lose the audience. These guys, you see at Parker's, those guys are over 50. When Barry Hilton comes there, they sell out. When Nick Rubens comes there, they sell out. The guys want to see a certain type of comedy that they know. What you're talking about is educating audiences and saying, here's some more stuff.
No. It's more educating yourself than educating audiences. Because if you don't know what you're talking about, how do you expect them to know?
There's no excuse for a comedian to actually be on the edge and say, this is what's happening.
Dave, I'm talking to you as a comic.
Yes, not as a human.
I'm talking about you. I'm going, hey, you're a comic. I'm a comic. You're trying to be better. I'm trying to be better. Then get better.
So then let's end off on that with proper advice. So say that thing you said, the Morpheus thing. You said it's no good doing the being, the what with the seeing the thing with the moon rising.
The being.
Saying it again. We're going to end off on that. Tats and Konzo, one pearl of wisdom. Go.
If you're gonna grow in whatever it is that you do, you have to know what is being done in your industry. Right?
Okay.
You don't have to, I always say this, you don't have to travel the world, but you gotta be of a world standard.
Okay, we're going to have you back on the show because you've opened up a Pandora's box of shit.
He's
just armed your brain.
Now I'm going to have to go and buy some data and watch more Dave Chappelle.
Moma
Tebe, thank you very much
for being... Steve Martin.
Listen, watch it and then go, okay, I see where that came from. Yeah. Nothing changed in comedy for 1,000 years. You know what works? Funny. Moma Tebe, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Can you say goodbye and tell people where to see you?
Farewell. Catch me at just follow Baseline Comedy on the Twitters and the Facebooks, and then have that.
You also started to add the S on the end of the thing.
Yeah.
Eric, do you want to say goodbye and give them any pearls?
Nah, give it to Tats first, man. Let Tats say goodbye.
Tats, thank you for being here. I want to have you back.
Thanks for having me, man.
Because now we're speaking. We just towards the end started actually scratching the
connecting.
Surface. I realize why
bonding,
you touched the arm is to actually get through that first layer of some
friction.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
don't panic.
And right at the end of the show, we start again. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that has been the Gas Comedy Podcast.
It's
enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Fun.
Cheers.
Fun.
Bye.
Fun.
Breakfast
fun.
Beer Club is over.
Safe word is eucalyptus oil.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.